That impression was not entirely incorrect. Because the gorillas feared Fosse at first, they were sometimes aggressive with her. Once when Fosse tried to approach a group of gorillas, five of them charged at her. For about half an hour, the gorillas stood just feet away and screamed at her. Fosse acted as submissive as she could, so that they wouldn't consider her a threat. Finally, they left. But Fosse also observed that gorillas could be gentle. To earn their trust, she began to imitate the gorillas' behaviors. As they became familiar with her, they began to accept her. One gorilla that Fosse named Digit would even stroke her hair. Or, in play, he would pick up leaves and lightly bat at her with them. Caption: Gorillas will sometimes beat loudly on their chests to ward off any threats. Through her observations, Fosse learned that gorillas lived in small groups. One dominant male led the group. Sometimes the group included other grown males who are younger than the leader. The rest of the group is made up of female gorillas and their children. The gorillas were very protective of their children and fought hard against anything they saw as a threat. This made them especially vulnerable to poachers who would hunt them illegally. The gorillas that Fosse studied lived in a national park. According to the law, they were not supposed to be hunted, but the poachers killed them anyway for the sport of it. Map. Mountain Gorilla Range. Map labels: Atlantic Ocean, Africa, Indian Ocean, Sudan, Uganda. Mountain Gorilla Range, Kenya, Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania.